Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
This week we continue the 12 tips for a terrific 2012. And as I said before, these are things to focus on the truth found only in Jesus. So you can't get better than that. So let's focus on Him. And one way to do that is utilizing His Word. And tip number three just so happens to be make a tech-free zone. Mark it on your schedule. Open your Bible and heart and let God speak to you through His Word. There's nothing like spending time with our Heavenly Father. And that is something I just really, really encourage everybody to do, you know, to just block off some time where you're not gonna see any, you know, message pop up on your computer, on your iPod, iPad, iPhone, all those things, and you know, just make sure that you can enjoy time with Him. And it's in Psalm 119 that I just am going to share today. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Isn't that powerful? And then a little later in the psalm, it says in verse 40, behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Today, I encourage you, and I also remind myself, to go to God's Word first. Open the Bible before you open your laptop. Just listen and soak in His truth, and then share it with others and live it. You know, that's what I want to do. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that you are our God and that there is no other. And we love you and praise you. We worship you and thank you that you are with us. Help us to focus on you and grant us strength and a hunger for your Word. And please revive us according to your Word. We thank you that you remain the same, that you love us always, and help us to love you more, and help us to love others like you command. And today, some of us have not received you before, so I just take this time now, Lord, to pray with them. And Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our hearts. We turn from doing things our way. And we just ask you to forgive us our sins. We repent, and we welcome you in our hearts this just right now to be our Savior and Lord. We believe you died on the cross and bore our punishment for all our sins, all our mistakes, and that you rose again and conquered sin and death. And so we put our trust in you, and we ask you to be our everything, our Lord, our Savior. And we just confess you as Lord and ask you to help us to have technology-free time with you and just enjoy your Word most of all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week is a continuance of the earlier point, and that is to utilize, after you have your tech-free time, you know, your very... very focused time with the Lord, I encourage you to do something that I've found to be helpful. Make BibleGateway.com your homepage, or actually you can even just take a picture of a favorite scripture that's really ministering to you at something in your life, and take a picture of it, make it your desktop photo, you know, your wallpaper. Or put it on, for instance, your cell phone's wallpaper. And it's a wonderful way to be reminded after our tech-free time with the Lord to focus on His Word and have it, you know, applied in and throughout our day. Okay. And folks, remember Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. He is more than enough, folks. And we just thank you so much for listening. God bless your week, my friends.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.